Paul Taylor is one of the last living dance giants of the 20th century. His Paul Taylor Dance Company is marking its 50th season with a tour to all 50 states. They came to Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center last week, but Paul Taylor stayed home.
I hardly ever go out.
Taylor, now 74, lives in Manhattan when he's creating new works. Mostly, he prefers his retreat in Matatuck, Long Island, where we found him.
It's where I go to get away from all this dance stuff. It's in the country, and it's all natural, and I just love it here. I mean, I love what I do, but it's nice to have breaks.
The objects on the walls in Taylor's Long Island home are not what you'd expect.
Oh, and there's the frog. The frog somehow got rolled up in an awning outside and stayed there all winter. And then when I unrolled the awning in the spring, this flat frog fell out. So I framed it and called it Dancing Flat Out. Because it seems to be standing on one foot. I've always been interested in insects, you know, even as a little kid. They were like playmates. I love to watch them, see what they're up to. I keep bees, and I have a rather large collection of butterflies and beetles, and I enjoy framing them.
What is it about framing them?
Well, it relates to the dances, you know, framing the proscenium, sometimes color. It's all related, yeah, insects and making dances for the stage.
So when you look at a bug in a frame, it's like looking at a dancer
yes.
on stage?
I don't think of my dancers as bugs exactly, but the way that you space an insect within the frame, and if it has a background, I sometimes cut out flowers and grass and stuff from a seed catalog, trying to make a pretty picture. And that's what you do with a dance, too. You know, make a pretty picture.
Paul Taylor first thought he wanted to paint pictures. In the 1950s, he was an art student at Syracuse University with a swimming scholarship. Then one day, he changed his mind.
I had a job sweeping the library steps, and I'd finish, and then I'd go in and read magazines, and I picked up a dance magazine, picked up some dance books, and looked at the pictures. I was getting a little discouraged about painting, which was my major, and I liked to move, and I thought, well, maybe that's it. I'll just try that. So I left college and came to New York to take dance classes.
That was brave.
Yeah. You're young. The younger take chances.
22 years old is strikingly late to begin a career in dance, but Taylor says swimming had prepared his body. The major influences in dance at the time were two radically different artists, ballet choreographer George Balanchine and Martha Graham, who helped define modern dance. Taylor worked with both in a ballet called Episodes. The solos he performed in that had to be scrapped when he left. No one else could master them. Taylor says he learned from both these dance legends.
I was very impressed with Balanchine's direct economy and the way he, you know, got right down to work and how organized everything was and became, you know, a real pleasure to work with someone like that. And Martha did not economize on time, I must say. We would be at the studio for, you know, hours and hours and hours and on into the night. But she was very inspirational. She would say things about what she wanted that were really very poetic. You know, as a personality, that was always fun to be around. She had a very strong character and was one of a kind. And I miss her even now.
From these influences, Paul Taylor developed his own style, much more pedestrian, often derived from ordinary gestures Taylor observed in daily life. In this work, Eventide, graceful walking is the main step. A series of couples come together and part in a lyrical courtship.
I happen to think it's beautiful. If it's structured well and framed, it can be something to watch. If you give a dancer no steps to hide behind, no dance steps, and you just make them walk, they become really revealed. You really can tell what kind of people they are. It's like being naked, practically.
It's a different connection to yourself, to all the little small places that in everyday life you hide from each other.
Dancer Orion Duckstein says it's this that attracted him to the Paul Taylor Dance Company.
Paul's a good observer, so he sees those things, and he wants to expand on them to show on stage. So instead of being Orion the dancer, he encourages Orion the person to be on stage.
Duckstein has been with the group 9 years. At the Kennedy Center between rehearsals, he sweeps his arms over his head and sways his torso as he tries to explain Taylor's method.
Paul will ask for tremendous changes of direction. You literally land from a large jump going in one direction, landing, say, on your left foot, and he'll ask you to turn to the right and go in that direction, running or jumping. And he'll ask for these things, and you'll think, well, that's not, all right, I'll try. So the only way to allow yourself to do that is to allow your weight, surrender your weight to the earth, as it were.
Paul Taylor's newest work is Klezmer Bluegrass. It was commissioned to honor the 350th anniversary of Jews' arrival in America. Imagine combining a hora with a square dance, then throw in some ballet and jazz. One doesn't often associate bluegrass with Jewish life in America.
Well, yes, I know it sounds, you know, unlikely, but if you listen, they really do have a lot in common.
This may be an impossible question for you, but do you have a favorite work that you've done?
Yes, it's the one I haven't done yet. The one my mind is on. The next one, the baby.
Always?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the baby now?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you. I've been trying to find some music, and we go into rehearsal right after the holidays. And as usual, I've been putting this off. But by the time we all get together in the studio, I'll probably have some kind of a plan.
Choreographer Paul Taylor. His Paul Taylor Dance Company is now touring the country in its 50th dance season. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.